Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke with you for the next 60 minutes and maybe 14 tracks. Who knows? Anyway, these days, this is show number 183 and a set of rambles again for April, because April's kind of a rambling month. It has been anyways. And this is the Celtic Fiddlers, a group of folks out of Newfoundland and Labrador, and the Connachtman's Rambles and Ramblin' Pitchfork. So it's all about rambling, too, so it kind of fits, right? We have some new music as well from Molly Tuttle and a whole bunch of other stuff. Oh, a fair bit of northern music and Greenlandic music. Oh, I should get off of here and let you listen to the rest of this tune. I'll be back in a moment. My name's Ivan Imke. Thanks for joining me. I guess all of you session players out there who do Irish sessions couldn't probably avoid getting out an instrument of some sort and playing along with two real old chestnuts there, Connachtman's Rambles and Rambling Pitchfork. That was done by the Celtic Fiddlers, a group of about somewhere around a dozen, depends on the year, musicians ranging in age from about 16 to 29 or so. Their main goal is to keep Newfoundland and Irish music alive in the youth. So they're formed in 1993. Under the direction of Corona Brophy, and they've been touted as true Newfoundland Labrador ambassadors of traditional music. Despite the name, they have lots of different instruments, and ironically, I played a track there with very little fiddle, mostly, you know, tenor banjo, accordion, bowron, so on. This was from a 20-year retrospective CD called Times and Tides. Yes, this is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we have some rambling to do again today. Next up, we have Brian Crozier, and that's not the Brian Crozier who is one of the central staff members of a secret propaganda department belonging to the UK Foreign Office. You remember him, right? They placed propaganda into publications and newspapers and so on. Not that Brian Crozier, and he's not the Brian Crozier who's a punk guitar player as well from the United States, but he's the musician and singer who was born and raised in Belfast in the north of Ireland. He lives in Ontario, does some music solo and with groups. Like, he was with a group a while back now called Falcha, F-A-I-L-T-E. And I think they were Waterloo-based, something like that. And this is from a CD he did then, and it's called Sing for the Song. He just wanted to put some songs together. Lots of people, decide to do that, and good on them, because I'm going to play a track here called Mary and the Soldier. This is Brian Crozier.
Welcome all you lads of high renown that would hear of a fair young maiden. She roved out on the summer's day to view the soldiers parading. They marched so bold and they looked so gay. The colors flying and the band did play caused young Mary for to say, I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. She viewed the soldiers on parade as they stood at their leisure. Mary to herself did say, at last I have found my treasure. But oh, how cruel my parents must be to banish my love away from me. I'll leave them all and go with thee, my bold and daunted soldier. Oh, Mary dear, your parents' love, I pray don't be unruly. For when we're in a foreign land, believe me, you'll rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall by a shot from an angry cannonball. You so far from your dice hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. Wise a heart that's burning. I'll leave them all and go with you, my bold and daunted soldier. Don't say no, but let me go, and I will face the daring foe. We'll march together to and fro. I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. And when he saw her loyalty and Mary so true-hearted, he said, my darling, married we'll be, and nothing but death will part us. When we're in some foreign land, I'll guard you, darling, with my right hand. Pray that God might stand a friend with Mary and her gallant soldier. Pray that God might stand a friend with Mary and her gallant soldier. Thank you.
as thick as flies. Dirty shirts and dirty ties, dirty rings around their eyes, the dirty old Torbay men. They come as white as goats, the baymen and their little boats, their women and the petticoats, all bound for Petty Harbor. So indeed I am in love with you, out all night in the foggy dew. Indeed I am in love with you, muscles in the corner.
It's a great reworking there of the traditional muscles in the corner. Usually you sort of barrel through that as fast as you can without a little bit of sensitivity. And I love the, I guess it's a major seventh chord there or whatever at the end of the first song. Anyway, that's a Jody Hale, Muscles in the Corner. That's from a CD called Village by the Sea, and good luck finding that one. I think you have to go to the Dinner Theater in Tullingate to get it because he works there in the summer times. And he's a multi-instrumentalist and singer. He's from Two Good Arm in Newfoundland and Labrador. He's been in bands in the Great Grand Falls, Windsor area and done some recording. He's getting back into that. And he's worked for some folks up along in Ontario as well. Before that, we heard Brian Crozier and Mary and the Soldier. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 183. And we're doing some more April rambles. In fact, I've decided all this month I'm just going to ramble through my CD collection. It's just stuff that I've been listening to lately. And aren't you lucky? You get to listen to it as well. Next up, we have Blue Mule. There's a couple of, I'm smiling when I say that, by the way. Yeah. There are a couple of bluegrass bands with that name. This is a group out of Ontario. They have two releases, and that was back in the 80s and 90s. They're not around anymore as a group, as far as I know. This is from an album that was voted Album of the Year at the Central Canadian Bluegrass Awards back in 1995. It's called Suits and Boots. This is a reworking, a bluegrassification of a great Cyndi Lauper song, Time After Time. This is Blue Mule.
Think of you, caught up in circles. Confusion is nothing new. Flashbacks, warm nights, almost left behind. Suitcases, memories, time after. Sometimes you picture me, I'm walking too far ahead. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. The drum beats out of time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, we'll catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time.
and unwinds.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting.
Going to be wed to another. I saw my love going to the kirk door with his fair maiden. He made a fire. To see my love wed to another. The bride and the bridegroom sat down to dine. I sat down beside them, poured out the wine. For to drink to a lover that should have been going to be wed to another. The men of the arms city, they ask it of me. How many strawberries grow in the salt sea? I answered them. How many dark ships sail the forest? Dig me a grave, dig it so deep. Cover it over with flowers so sweet. I lay me down. Take long sleep, and maybe in time I'll forget it.
A lovely soft treatment of a classic there called False Bride. That was Olivia Chaney. She's an English folk singer, pianist, guitarist, harmonium player, songwriter. She was born in Italy, in Florence, actually. Grew up in Oxford, England, and her early influences were her father's record collection of early blues and 60s folk songwriters like Bob Dylan, Fairport Convention, and Burt Jansch, and so on. It's so important to have a music collection when you have kids. It really, I can't emphasize that enough. Well, I probably can. She also worked as an actress, and she's been a musician at Shakespeare's Globe Theatre. This is from her debut solo album, which is called The Longest River. Came out in 2015 on Nonsuch Record. A fair bit of delight from sort of pop-oriented media. And she has another follow-up album that just came out. And a couple of years back, she was nominated as Folk Singer of the Year for Radio 2 Folk Awards from the BBC. Before that, we heard from Blue Mule and Time After Time. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is a show, of course, of music from, well, Celtic and beyond. You could be listening on the Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM, and Norris Point 98.1 in Rocky Harbour. You could also be listening on Radio Belle Island, CJBI. which is 93.9 in Belle Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, or possibly on Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey, however you got here. I'm glad you're with me. Okay, so what happened, and I'm sure you're like this as well. You've got a shelf or two of music that you haven't listened to yet, various CDs that you got here and there, hither and yon. And so I sort of worked my way through that. And I picked one out earlier this week, and it's a double CD from the Alianait Arts Festival. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's Alianait, write me if I'm not. And that's a festival that goes on every year in Iqaluit, in Nunavut. And it's classic. I've heard about it, many things about it, that it's really a great festival to be at. But this was from 2010 and 2011, and I was just blown away. In fact, I was so blown away, I immediately ordered a whole bunch more. Anyway, so I'm going to play a bunch of music, and this is I have a couple of Greenlandic. I'll play two tracks now, and then later in the show I'll play another two tracks from this same festival. And I did a show on Greenlandic music at least once or twice, but I'm not sure if it was on this program or another program. And it's rather interesting. Greenland is a small country. It's about 56,000 people, something like that. But they, of course, have their own very strong tradition. So this set, we're going to hear from a guy called Angu, which is A-N-G-U. He's a Greenlandic singer and songwriter. He often performs in English, and his music has sold quite well in both Denmark and in Greenland. He was born in Kakuktok in southern Greenland. At three, he got interested in his grandmother's records and cassettes. See, there you go. Again, you got kids around the house. You've got to kid-proof them by putting out CDs and records and so on and having them listen to all kinds of things from around the world. Anyway, he began to play his uncle's guitar. That's the real kid-proofing, really. He started playing music in a local youth club. He moved to Nuuk, which is the main city in Greenland. And he still kept playing in bands there, and he started writing songs. And people said, you should play your own songs. So anyway, his first album came out in 2004. And it was released in Greenland and Denmark. It sold, you got to really grasp this, he sold about 5,000 copies in each place. Now, there's only 56,000 and change people in Greenland. And so if that were in Canada, which is 38 million, you know, in Canada, if you sell 40,000 units, you've sold gold. So he sold 5,000 out of 56, and he sold to like one in every 11 people bought one. So in Canada, you'd have to sell like 3.4 million. I should have worked this out in the math before I got on air, right? But you'd have to sell about 3.4 million units to have the same level of popularity as Angu had in Greenland. I mean, even in Canada, if you go to 800,000 units, which is rarely heard of, you're at the top. We have no categories above that. And in terms of the per capita of Greenland, he went way beyond that. Anyway, after that, we'll hear from Rasmus Liberth. And Rasmus Ole Liberth, he's a Greenlandic singer as well, songwriter. He's an actor, too. And since about 1970, he's been a very popular artist in the Greenlandic music scene. He was born in Maniitsoq, but he grew up in Nuuk. He began performing when he was quite young. He's got nine CDs out. So this is going to take us to part of Greenland. So a couple tracks here from a festival in Iqaluit. Enjoy. Send me the featured live at a festival in Iqaluit in Nunavut. That is a couple of tracks from Greenlandic artists Rasmus Liberth and Angu, and there'll be more music from that festival those years later in the show. I'm going to play another couple tracks. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 183, and we're doing some April rambles. I'm Ivan Emke with you every week doing this kind of thing. Next up, we have Shishim Lotus and Sun. I've played them a number of times before. They started out as a simple musical duo. Now, of course, there's three sometimes. So their main concern was to revive fiddle music and good time songs of years past. But they ended up, you know, this is how it happens. You end up becoming one of the most popular old-time roots acts in North America. They have this real language. It's the way they talk, the way they look on stage, and the kind of music that they play. I've heard it defined as vividly antique in both sight and sound. They sometimes make up their own instruments, like the sepiaphonic monophone and the contrabass harmonophonium, the kind of thing you should really practice before you say on the radio. Lots of other instruments too: fiddle, banjo, sousaphone, jaw harp, harmonicas, bottles, all kinds of things. In 2012, they recorded this. That I'm going to play something from is called 1929. It was very quickly nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award in the category of Best Traditional Album. And one of the things they did is they actually made a 78 as part of it. And I remember seeing a little documentary thing about them making a 70. Maybe you don't know, but records came in different speeds back in the day. There was 33, 45, and 78. I remember 78s growing up. You betcha. 16 was the other speed we had on early record players, and I have no idea. I've never... Well, yes, I did once. I lie. There was once I came across a record with 16 revolutions per minute. I'm rambling here. This is Shishim, Lotus, and Sun.
Sweethearts, they had a quarrel one day. Johnny vowed to leave her. He said he was going away, never coming home, gone away to Rome. Now Frankie, she begged and she pleaded, crying, "My love, Johnny, please stay. Oh, my honey, I've done you wrong, but please don't go away." And Johnny sighed while Frankie cried, "I'm going away, I'm going to stay, never coming home. Miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter wind begins to blow, the ground is covered up, you're gonna think on me, gonna wish me back like a loving man. Gonna wish me, honey, in the day they say to come." Ah, Frankie Dunn said to Johnny, she said, "Hey man, your hour's done come." Beneath her silk kimono, she drew a 44 gun. These love affairs, they're hard to bear. Johnny fled down the stairway, crying, "My love, Frankie, don't shoot." Frankie Dunn aimed that 44, and the gun went rooty-toot-toot. Then Johnny fell, and Frankie yelled, "I'm gone away, I'm gonna stay, never coming home. You're gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter wind begins to blow, the ground is covered up, you're gonna think on me, gonna wish me back like a loving man. Going to miss me, honey, in the day they say to come." Gun when he went to run. "I'm gone away, wind begins to blow, the ground is covered up. You're gonna think on me, gonna wish me back like a loving man. Gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say to come.
Lovely track there. That is from Xavier Rudd and a duo called Izintaba. They're from, Xavier's from Australia. Originally, he's an all-time music great there. He's got accolades of every kind there, gold and platinum certification, lots of fans and so on. This is from his sixth album, studio album. It was released in 2010. And it was the first time he recorded with a South African rhythm section, which was the duo Tio Moloantoa on bass, and Andile Nkabezolo on drums. And they go by the name of Izintaba. They kind of got together in 2008 at Nuke Festival that sort of extended beyond a fundamental musical respect for each other, and they developed a relationship and their musical tastes were sort of similar, and they both had a passion for unifying culture and sound and everything. And so I have seen it referenced to as Aboriginal funk fusion, but you can call it what you will. It's just great fun listening and dancing music. Before that, we heard Shisham Lotus and Son and Frankie and Johnny, a great old classic. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Could be listening a variety of ways, possibly on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador, or possibly on Caper Radio, CJBU, which is in Sydney, Cape Breton, 107.3, however you got here. I'm glad that you've joined me. We go back to the north now, and we're going to play some more music from the festival, which I had mentioned earlier that I found the CDs, and the Alienayat Arts Festival in Nunavut, in Iqaluit, which is held every year. So next we have another Greenlandic artist. And I was going to mention the sound. I mean, I've listened to a fair bit of Icelandic music in my lifetime, and I find some similarities in terms of the sound and the quietness, the atmospheric nature of some of the Greenlandic music as well. This is Neve Nielsen and the Dear Children, and Neve is spelled N-I-V-E. She's a Greenlandic singer-songwriter. She's an actress as well. She's been in a number of movies and TV series as well. She's from Nuuk in Greenland originally. She often sings with this little red guitar ukulele, which is what she started her music career with. So the first concert she ever played, this is kind of interesting, was for the Queen of Denmark. It was on national television. And so there you go. Just start right there. And she's got a couple of albums out and a bunch of other, as I say, TV and movie work. And it's really ethereal, kind of popish indie sound. I'll give you a chance to take a listen to this. And after that, we're going to hear the second track will be a band that you would know if you've ever listened to the show, the Jerry Cans, of course, from Nunavut, from Iqaluit. And they're a unique mixture of traditional Inuit throat singing and indie roots rock and Arctic post-punk and so on. And they're, of course, a fixture at the festival whenever possible. Inuktitut roots music or whatever you want to call it. But let's start off with something from Greenland. This is Neve Nielsen and the Dear Children.
Don't try. did blow. And I search and I search for the words. Every time I look in your eyes, everything blurs. He knows I'm here. He knows your dream. He knows I'm here. But we go solo day, I did have a bit.
Live from the Illinois Arts Festival in 2013 in Iqaluit. That's the Jerry Cans, of course, in Inu Gavita. And before that, we heard from Niamh Neilson and the Dear Children, something called Dear Leopold. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, and throughout that region, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, in London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Just a new track here. This is from Molly Tuttle. She's a vocalist, songwriter, banjo player. She's a guitarist. She's a teacher, largely in the bluegrass tradition. Really well known for her flat picking and claw hammer and cross picking of guitar. She was raised in the San Francisco Bay Area. She began playing guitar when she was 8. And by 11, she was playing on stage with her father, who is Jack Tuttle, who is a bluegrass multi-instrumentalist and instructor. In fact, the very first instruction book I got on mandolin, now I'm remembering it now, that was by Jack Tuttle. Yeah, I should have made that connection before. Anyway, at age 15, she joined her family band, the Tuttles. She has blossomed into an amazing guitar player. In 2017, she was the first woman to win the International Bluegrass Music Association's Guitar Player of the Year Award, She won it again in 2018. And she got a scholarship at Berklee College of Music. And while she was there, she joined this group called the Goodbye Girls. Look them up on YouTube. They're great. They're kind of Swedish folk, bluegrass, jazz, and so on. 2018, she joined the First Ladies of Bluegrass. They're people like Alison Brown and Missy Raines and Sierra Hall, Becky Buller, and so on. Her first album, debut album, came out just in 2019. And it was called When You're Ready. And in March of last year, she experienced, like all of us, this devastating situation, the global pandemic. After years of touring, she was stuck in her home, sheltering. And she found some solace in revisiting some of her favorite songs, reminded her why she loved music so much. So she taught herself how to use Pro Tools, and she did this record, which her at home, and then the producer was in L.A., she was in Nashville. And so this crosses the spectrum. The tracks are like Cat Stevens, Rancid, Rolling Stones, The National, and so on. Not really bluegrassy at all. This is Molly Tuttle. And this is a classic that, well, you'll probably remember it. Well, the strains there of the Chieftains, which need no introduction at all in the background. A Breton song there called Jebedar, something like that. Jebedar. We heard Molly Tuttle before that, and that's from her CD, which has just been released, called But I'd Rather Be With You. And it was written during the pandemic, and it was her versions of a variety of songs that she loved as she grew up. That was How Can I Tell You. Of course, Cat Stevens originally covered that. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope you can join me again. Do take care of each other in these days. Happy trails.